Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Special guest, Minister Alfred Strickland.
Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, prompting us to mind God. And as we are taught to obey, and as we learn to trust God, we accompany him on his mission to aerate the heart with the name of God, that faith may be toward our Lord Jesus Christ and not any man. Broadcast the promised word of God, that we ought to obey God rather than man. Cultivate, operating under the anointing of the Spirit of God, our being read up and prayed up are led out to reap the harvest of souls, who having the Spirit receive us and are confirmed by us that they, having trusted God, have made a change for the better. God accomplishment and man accomplishing something for God are two different things. When we meet God and we mind God, God ministers his will to accomplish his mission through us. He determines our direction, not us. It is by operating under the anointing of the Spirit of Christ that we are led step by step to where God is working his divine plan to change us for the better. Having saved us, he continues to bless us according to his will, that through his indwelling process he might continue to change us for the better. Christ is the catalyst for change. You can't receive him and remain the same. Let us make sure we are not changing God into the image of man. When Christ was here, he was 100% God, who does not change and does not die. Yet at the same time, having taken on the form of a 100% man, that he might die and live and change the image of man into his image, to the glory of God. If you're looking more and more like Christ, then you are looking less like yourself. Jesus says that without him, we can do nothing. It doesn't mean that we're doing nothing, but what we're doing of our own will amounts to nothing, because God is not engineering it, and therein is not executing it, and therefore he will not exalt it. You may have praise of men, but not of God. We do well to join God on his mission, as to opposed to us trying to come up with something that is designed, in essence, to draw glory to man and not God. God does change us and desires that we be conformed not to the image of this world, but to the image of his Son. He wants us to use this world, but not to abuse it. He wants us to use the world for our utility. He wants us to use the world for our supplement, to use this world for our enjoyment, but don't abuse the world until it becomes your addiction, until it becomes your burden, until it becomes your ultimate seduction, until it becomes everything, making the world your idol. It's okay to master money, but don't make money your master. Nothing wrong with material gains in life, as long as you don't make material gain your life. Acknowledge the godliness you see in others, but don't make others a god unto you. The moment we meet God requires faith in him to accomplish his promise to us. Faith in God's promise is a change for the better. The moment we mind God or pay attention to God requires obedience to him to accomplish his person in us. Obedience to God's person is a change for the better. The moment we mission with God requires that we trust in him to accomplish his plan for all of us. Trusting God's performance according to his plan brings a change for the better. The whole thing is a top-down God accomplishment for man, not a bottom-up man's accomplishment for God. Therein is a big difference between working for God to get his approval and working with God having been approved. As God builds the house, they labor in vain that build it. For every house is built by some man, but he that built all things is God. Even Christ, upon this rock I build my church, as a son over his own house, whose house are we, determines our direction, not us.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, ministersoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.